Welcome to the Instructional Leadership Show. I'm your host, Justin Bader, and this is episode 40, Get Current and Get Into Classrooms with Confidence. Each week on the Instructional Leadership Show, it's our mission to help you confidently get into classrooms every day, have feedback conversations that change teacher practice, and discover your best opportunities for school improvement. And today, we're talking squarely about the first of those, getting into classrooms with confidence. And confidence about what is what we're going to explore today, because today is part of our ongoing series on productivity throughout the month of January. We're talking about getting current on your work and having systems for staying current on your work so that when it's time to step out of the office, when it's time to go and get into classrooms, you have confidence that what you're leaving behind there in the office is not going to become an emergency. If you have not yet printed out our Instructional Leadership Association planner, we're going to touch on that briefly today in your member dashboard under resources. If you're a member of the Instructional Leadership Association, you will find the January planner, the February planner, the March planner, and I strongly encourage you to print those out because having a physical paper planner, and of course, if you use a different planner, great, but I want to encourage you to use it in this particular way that we've been talking about here on the Instructional Leadership Show. Having a physical planner is a great way to make concrete to yourself what specifically you are going to focus on. Even though I know you have a to-do list, I know you have an electronic calendar, I know you have emails and sticky notes and lots of other things, but I want to encourage you to use a physical paper planner because it allows you to intentionally sit down the night before and plan your next day. Plan what you are going to get done. And planning what you are going to get done, you know, just a few key priorities, is critical to being able to step away from the office and get into classrooms because there's always this competition, right, between classroom time and getting other work done in the office. So I want you to identify those tasks that you absolutely need to get done, those key priorities the night before, so that during the day when everything is coming at you and everybody's knocking on your door and your phone is ringing and everybody's sending you emails, you have already decided what matters most. Now, of course, you are going to reprioritize throughout the day. You are going to constantly triage and reassess and decide if something has come up that justifies changing your plans for the day. But I want you to do that starting with a plan in mind and not starting the day with a blank slate, because if you start the day with a blank slate, other people's priorities will fill it. And I want you to have your priorities on paper so that you have the plan in place to pursue them and protect them. This is part of our rubric for instructional leaders. Stage one, get current, is all about creating the opportunity to get into classrooms. So in the month of February, we'll move on to the get into classrooms stage of our rubric. And if you'd like a copy of the full rubric, you can take our Instructional Leadership Self-Assessment at principalcenter.com/ILSA. And that'll give you a recommendation about where to focus. And it may be that productivity is not a challenge for you. Maybe, you know, you've got that under control and you're ready to move on to something else. That self-assessment, the Instructional Leadership Self-Assessment, will help you figure that out so you can dive right in to the most high leverage work as an instructional leader that you have the opportunity to do currently. And our vision for this phase of our roadmap here is having well-optimized systems to keep us organized so that we can confidently get into classrooms every day without worrying about our other work. And it's that without worrying part that we are here to talk about today, because so often it's not just the amount of work that we have to do, it's the mental tax that it burdens us with, right? It's the cognitive overhead that, you know, oh, I'm forgetting about something, I'm worried about something, I'm too stressed out, I've just got to get back to the office and get some work done. I can't focus on what's going on in this classroom. I need to get back to the office. It's that worry that I'm convinced is a big part of what keeps administrators out of classrooms. So today we are talking about getting current so you can get into classrooms. On the one hand, it's not the goal of anything we do in terms of productivity to create this kind of pristine, perfect, you know, like almost unoccupied office, you know, that looks like it's been Photoshopped to remove all signs of actual life and work from it. You know, if our vision is to just be perfectly organized, and that's just a goal in and of itself, I think we have to admit we're never going to get there, right? Like if you saw somebody with an office like this, you would think this is like a TV set, or maybe nobody really works here. Or if somebody does work here, they don't really have any work to do, because my office that I actually work in has some stuff in it. It has people constantly bringing me stuff, and it is not pristine. It is not totally clutter-free, and it's a lot of work to get it that way and keep it that way. And I'm not sure I have time to focus that much on getting organized and just getting everything perfectly straight. But at some point, the clutter does start to build up and start to affect us, not only in terms of organization and efficiency, but in terms of distraction and worry. So I'll refer you to some previous episodes that we've done recently on getting your office organized so that you can focus on getting into classrooms. But I feel like There's this kind of sense of avoidance that sets in. You know, when we start to get out of the classroom or out of the office and get into classrooms, we wonder, no, wait a minute. If I'm gonna get out of the office here and step away from all this work that I know I need to do, what am I leaving behind? And what are the consequences of leaving that behind? And if you are current, if you're caught up on at least what's on your plate, you know what's on your plate, you're able to answer that question. What are the consequences of leaving this behind and going to visit a classroom for 15 minutes? And usually, if we're talking about paper, email, voicemails, we can do all of that later, right? Like there are no big consequences to making that paperwork and other administrative and office work wait a few minutes. And even if there's a student waiting for you, maybe a kid got sent to the office and you need to talk to them and call their parents, there may not really be very severe consequences for making that kid wait a few minutes. And it might even give the kid a chance to calm down if they're upset. So we have to be able to answer that question, what are the consequences of leaving this behind? And if we can't answer that question, we are going to worry. And if we are worried when we step out of the office and head to a classroom, we're not going to be at our best as instructional leaders. We're going to be easily distracted. We're going to be constantly worrying about what's going on back in the office without us, and we're not going to be the most effective instructional leaders we could be in that classroom. And one of the things that we're especially going to be unprepared to deal with is the potential can of worms that we know is waiting for us in certain classrooms. You know, if you think, okay, I'm going to get into classrooms today, but I don't really want to see Mrs. Smith because it's always kind of unpleasant. There are always some, you know, there's some marginal performance issues. There are always some difficulties with students, and it creates a lot of follow-up work for me every time I go into that classroom. If you are already worried about the work that you are leaving behind, what's going to happen is that you're going to go visit a few easy classrooms where things are just fine, and then when it's time to get to Mrs. Smith, you're going to look at your watch and you're going to say, oh, you know what, I really need to get back to the office and just see, you know, see if they need me, see if anything has come up, or go deal with that student. And that can of worms that's been popped open a little bit is not going to get dealt with. You still know it's there, and yet you haven't gone to deal with it. And I think that puts us in this kind of double bind where we get out of the office and try to get into classrooms to avoid the stuff that we didn't want to face in the office. And then when we're in classrooms, we do the easy visits, you know, we get around to the easy classrooms, and then we go back to the office to avoid the classrooms that we didn't want to see. And as a result, we don't really get anything done because we use those classroom visits, you know, speaking from personal experience at least, we use those classroom visits as a way to avoid the office work we didn't want to do, and we use the office work to avoid the classroom visits we didn't want to do. So I think we've got to break out of that. We've got to find a way out of this double bind. And I think on the can of worms side, when it comes to dealing with anything like that that you might see in a particular classroom that's not okay or that needs to change or that you at least need to talk about, I want you to be able to fall back on a model that you trust and a system that you trust. And this is going to apply to both sides of our double bind today. And in writing my book, Now We're Talking 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership, I wanted to give you both kinds of systems that you could fall back on, because when we're faced with something unpleasant and something difficult and we're overwhelmed, we don't rise to the occasion. We fall back on our training. And if you have been practicing the development and use of these systems for dealing with both office paperwork and the can of worms that you might find in some classrooms, you're going to be much more successful at both. So on the can of worms side, on the side of dealing with what you see when you get into classrooms and fighting that avoidance, I want to encourage you to follow the model that I have in Now We're Talking 21 Days to High Performance Instructional Leadership. If you are a member of the Instructional Leadership Association, you should have a copy of that book. If you don't, please let us know and we'll send you one if you're a paying member. And you also should have access to the audiobook in your member dashboard. I'll give you the link to that here. If for some reason you don't have access to that, let us know. We can look into it, make sure we've sent you a copy, or if maybe you bought your own copy, we don't know that, let us know and we'll send you the audiobook in the dashboard there. But I really feel strongly that having a plan for dealing with that can of worms that you might see and knowing how you're going to keep getting into classrooms, even when it gets a little bit unpleasant and you start to feel that resistance, this is key for staying on track. And a tool that I want to encourage you to use to stay on track is the daily scorecard, which we talked about last week on the Instructional Leadership Show. If you want to make sure that you get into three classrooms a day, what you might do on the daily scorecard is you're planning your day for tomorrow, every night, the night before. What you might want to do is give yourself 3 points or even 4 or 5 points for completing those three classroom visits. But don't give yourself full credit if you just get to two of them. And don't even give yourself 2 points. Maybe say, okay, if I get into two classrooms or one classroom tomorrow, I'm gonna give myself 1 point. But if I get into all three classrooms that it's my goal to visit every day, I'm gonna give myself 5 points. And you decide how you're going to allocate your mental bandwidth and your energy and your time for the day. But it's very difficult to do that if everything else is kind of conspiring against you, all of that other work. So what we're here to talk about today is getting current on that other work, that paperwork, phone calls, voicemail, you know, all that stuff that comes your way that conspires to keep you out of the classroom. You don't have to get all of that work done. And honestly, you're never going to get all of that work done. So first of all, we're not talking about simply doing all of your office work, all of your email, returning every phone call, updating your strategic plan, looking at your data, answering every parent complaint. We're not talking about doing all of that before you go and get into classrooms. Because if that's what it took, nobody would ever get into classrooms. And you might say, well, Justin, honestly, most people don't get into classrooms that much. And I agree, but I think we have the opportunity in our profession to change that and to set an example and show people what is possible when we have the right systems in place. So the idea here is that getting current is not about getting all of your other work done, but it is about becoming aware of it and kind of triaging it, right? You understand the idea of triage from hospitals, right? If you've ever watched MASH or any kind of any kind of medical show or military show, really, you know how important triage is for figuring out what's coming in. Okay, what are we dealing with here? What are the priorities? What are our opportunities? What is just not going to work out and we need to not pursue that? We need to have looked at everything in order to make a triage decision, right? Like if you get your mail out of your mailbox every day, but you don't look at it and you just let it pile up on your desk, like it would be really good to know if there's a bill in there or an important notice that you need to read. So what do when you check the mail every day, right? You look through it and you kind of see what's there, but you may not open every letter. You might say junk, junk, junk. Okay, I need to put this in the bills pile. And you know, periodically you've got to pay your bills and things like that. And what you're doing there is you're eliminating mysteries, you're eliminating surprises, and you're giving yourself kind of an intuitive sense of what your new priorities are, right? Like every time new stuff comes in, whether it's phone calls, email, paperwork, people, every time new stuff comes in, you've got to reprioritize a bit or decide not to reprioritize because you already had the right priorities and they haven't changed. And you've got to be able to take everything that you're not going to deal with now and set it down and let it be handled for now by a system that you trust. So we'll talk about some of those systems and where we have previously talked about them here on the Instructional Leadership Show. So if one of these systems is a problem, you will know where to go, where to look for help in addressing that system. I'm going to guess that even in this day and age, you have one of these big clunky desk phones that has a voicemail light on it. I'm going to guess that sometimes people leave you messages there. I'm going to guess that people bring you paper and people send you email and people ask you to do things and people show up in person asking you to do things and people send you notes asking you to do things. And you've got all of this stuff that you could do now, you could do at some point in the future, you could choose not to do, and of course that will have some consequences, or you could get into classrooms. And this, my friends, is the constant decision that we have to make, right? There's this constant trade-off between getting stuff done in the office and getting into classrooms. And I want you to get into classrooms every day, but I want you to get into classrooms every day with confidence that whatever you're choosing not to do right now is not going to ruin your life because you left it undone. But here's the thing. There are some things that if you don't handle them right away, they will ruin your career. There are certain reports that a staff member could make to you or a student or a parent could make to you that you really do have to drop everything and deal with right now. If there has been an assault, if there has been a crime, if there has been some sort of allegation, you know, there are lots of things that we do have to drop everything to deal with right now. And it is not the most important thing any longer to get into three classrooms today. You are going to have those days in your career as an educator, and I don't want them to catch you off guard. I don't want you to come back from 3 glorious hours visiting classrooms and find that the superintendent has called 17 times, right? That would not be a good way of protecting your time for classrooms. So a couple of systems that can help you make sure that you don't lose track of any of these other urgent things that you've got to deal with and yet still get into classrooms with confidence. Let's talk about voicemail first. I personally hate voicemail, right? It's useful in a certain way, but it's kind of like my least favorite way to be communicated with. So what I would always do with voicemail, listen to it once, write it down. If I absolutely need to, if I didn't catch the phone number or something, maybe listen to it again. But before I hang up the phone, boy, I'm going to delete that voicemail because I don't ever want to have to listen to a whole like 2-minute audio message again. I'm going to deal with it on paper. I'm going to put it in an electronic system where I can follow up on it, whatever it is that I need to do, but I'm going to delete that message. Hopefully you do something like that as well, because what it doesn't work very well to do is just leave all those messages there and then have to remember to recheck them, be like, oh yeah, I need to call that person. Oh yeah, I need to call that person. Well, you're not going to call that person while you're on your phone listening to more voicemails. So write it down, deal with it on paper, or better yet, have someone else check your voicemail, write it down, give it to you on paper, delete it so you never have to spend time listening to those messages, and your office staff can help you with that triage. Personally, what I did, because I really hated voicemail, is I just had my school voicemail forwarded to my personal cell phone. So people could leave me messages, but I was going to get them on my personal cell phone. And of course, they get transcribed a little bit, and it was much easier to call people back that way. So voicemail is probably not the biggest problem you face right now, but I wanted to acknowledge that as one, and then mention the others that we've had whole entire shows on recently. Getting current on paper. This is very difficult if you have days and weeks and months worth of paperwork on your desk and new stuff covers old stuff and the old stuff is relevant today and the new stuff isn't and then you just miss it. There are some wonderful systems that you can set up in just a few minutes that we talked about in episode 35 of the Instructional Leadership Show just a couple of weeks ago. In our final episode of 2019, we talked about office organization for strategic impact. And in that episode, you will find the future file, you will find the chronological file, and you will find next action stickies. And those are systems that, I kid you not, can help you get your desk cleared off 100% every day. So that if something new comes in, it's not clutter. You can look at it quickly, you can triage it, you can make a decision about what to do, and then you can go and get into classrooms with confidence. When it comes to email, back in episode 19, we talked specifically about staying current on email so that you don't have surprises sneaking up on you and lurking in your inbox and catching you off guard, so that you can periodically check your email, triage it, and then go get into classrooms with confidence. And here's what I mean about getting current so that you can get into classrooms with confidence. It's as simple as this. Are you caught up on new messages? Are you caught up on any emergencies or surprises that may have occurred throughout the day, right? And that happens in schools, right? New stuff is happening all the time. Some of it is an emergency. Some of it is an emergency, but not necessarily for you. Maybe the nurse handled it. Maybe your assistant principal handled it. Maybe your office staff handled it. But we've got to ask ourselves the question, does this new information change my priorities? And is getting into classrooms right now still my top priority? Most of the time, the answer is going to be yes. But the reason that people don't get into classrooms as much as they want to is not because their top priority is changing. It's not because something so disruptive is occurring that they just absolutely could not, under any circumstances, get into classrooms. What's happening instead is new information is coming in. They're not keeping up with it. They're not triaging it, so they don't know. And when we don't know what our top priority should be, what do? We worry. We doubt. We bite our nails. We start to get into classrooms, and then we start to get that anxious feeling like, oh, maybe they need me back in the office. Coincidentally, right at the same time that I was about to go visit this kind of difficult teacher down the hall. And we pivot back and forth between going into classrooms, the easy ones, and doing office work, but maybe not the work that we plan to do. And we just stay on the surface, and we stay hyperactive, and we never get done our most important work. And it's frustrating. And sometimes we live in that state for years or even decades. And if that has been the pattern in your career up to this point, I want you to know that you have a choice and you have the opportunity to set up these systems for yourself. You have the opportunity to set up systems that will keep you current, that won't do your work for you, but that will keep it organized in such a way that it's always easy for you to ask and answer the question, am I caught up? Does any of this change my priorities? And is it still the most important thing for me to get into classrooms right now? Or do I need to stop my classroom walkthroughs and deal with this emergency? If that's the situation, I want you to deal with the emergency and not get into classrooms until that is resolved. So you've got to give yourself that information and you've got to get current all the time. So review those episodes as needed. Episode 19 on email. You'll find all of these in our Instructional Leadership Association member dashboard. Episode 35 on office organization. And then, let's see, we have so many episodes there. If there are other issues that you're struggling with, let me know. One thing I want to encourage you to review from the very recent past is our scorecard, or daily scorecard, which is part of our kind of goal setting and productivity system that I've been talking about this month. So the last couple of episodes, we've talked about the daily scorecard, and I'm now supporting people directly in using that every night. So personally, I am setting my goals for the following day. Each night, I'm posting a post in our community for you to follow along and respond to, and then I'm responding to that when I've set my goals for the following day. This is part of a new program that we're calling the Achievement Science Quarterly Intensive. And there's such a power in working toward goals on a quarterly basis that I wanted to give you an opportunity to work with me directly to set goals and then stay on track to achieving them. The Intensive is part of our Navigator membership, which is our top-level membership for individuals and schools. And if you are interested in signing up for that, you can learn more at principalcenter.com/navigator. We can have a phone call and talk about some of your goals for the next 90 days. And then I will personally keep you on track in our accountability group. And all you have to do is plan the following day, check in once a day and say, done, I planned my day tomorrow. This is what I'm going to focus on. You don't even have to tell us the details, but I just want to see you there posting that you've done this so that you can stay on track with your top priorities. So again, you can learn more about Navigator both as an individual. Maybe you're planning to move between schools. Maybe you're looking for a new role for the coming year. Or if you are staying put, we also have an organizational membership. If you have an administrative team, assistant principals, deans of students, whatever, we have a site license pricing model that makes this much more affordable for everyone on your team. And if you are a district administrator, you can get all of that plus our strategic consulting support directly for you at principalcenter.com/roundtable. So I'd invite you to consider becoming a member of the Instructional Leadership Directors Roundtable if you supervise principals as a head of school, superintendent, executive director, and so forth. As always, you will find the recording of this episode of the Instructional Leadership Show in your member dashboard at dashboard.principalcenter.com. And if you're not a member of the Instructional Leadership Association, you can get on our waitlist at principalcenter.com/join. Thanks so much for being here, and I will see you next time.